It's 7:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. The national spotlight was on El Paso Monday. President Trump held his first campaign rally of the year, filling the El Paso County Coliseum. At the same time, thousands of border residents held their own counter rally right across the street. Mallory Falk has this dispatch from the border city.
Before Trump even touched down in El Paso, local leaders were busy offering a counter-narrative to the president's. Annunciation House, a shelter for migrants and refugees, held a morning press conference where asylum seekers shared their stories. Ruben Garcia is director of Annunciation House.
From President Trump himself, I really don't have a lot of hope. I think he's got his agenda and he's going to stick to his agenda. What I think that his visit is doing is that it's galvanizing many people in El Paso to use their voices, to say, you cannot speak about El Paso this way.
In his State of the Union speech last week, President Trump incorrectly described El Paso as one of the nation's most violent cities until a border wall was built. Many El Pasoans, including the mayor, pushed back against that narrative.
America first!
But that didn't stop long lines of supporters from coming out to see Trump. They waited outside the Coliseum in a fierce wind. El Pasoan Rose Griffiths brought her family, despite her own mixed feelings.
To be very honest, I have so many things that I love about him and so many things that I'm not too sure about.
She says she's for building a wall. More than that, she wanted her kids to experience politics up close. 21-year-old Randall Bushberg says he's 100% behind all of Trump's policies and couldn't believe the president was coming to his hometown.
I was like, no way. I thought the closest he'd come was maybe Tucson or Phoenix. And I found out. I said, yeah, I gotta go.
Inside the Coliseum, the crowd cheered as Trump doubled down on the claims that brought so much controversy the week before.
And there's no place better to talk about border security, whether they like it or not, because I've been hearing a lot of things, oh, the wall didn't make that much of a difference. You know where it made a big difference? Right here in El Paso.
Though an El Paso Times analysis of violent crime statistics shows no such thing. Across the street, hordes of counter-protesters listened to former Congressman Beto O'Rourke deliver his own, very different speech.
Here, in one of the safest cities in the United States of America, safe, not because of walls, but in spite of walls.
Teenagers Daphne and Marisol held signs calling for bridges instead. They were excited to rep their hometown, but
I feel like I would have wanted El Paso to be highlighted as a bicultural city and as a border city, but not like this, you know, not with Trump coming in and stuff.
And I just wish people understood how important it is to have ties with Mexico. And it's just a mutually beneficial relationship that should not be broken.
Person after person expressed those sentiments. El Paso's safe and its proximity to Mexico is part of what makes it special. Like these two.
My name is Bobby Ortega and my beautiful wife,
Sylvia Ortega. We go back and forth and we've all done since I was a little girl. I used to walk down there to see my granddaddy. I've never felt fear or anything.
Ortega says she's fortunate to live in a border city where two cultures come together. And that's what she wants people from all over the country to think about when they hear El Paso. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
New Mexico joins Washington and Minnesota in proposing legislation to achieve 100% green energy production over the next 25 years. Roz Brown reports.
The Energy Transition Bill sets an interim milestone of 50% renewable energy by 2030, 80% by 2040, and a 100% carbon-free milestone by 2045. Buoyed by last November's election that turned all three of the state's legislative branches Democratic, environmental groups are determined to ramp up clean energy efforts. Ben Shelton, with Conservation Voters New Mexico, says the land of enchantment is in transition from relying on coal and the boom and bust cycles of oil and gas.
we are right now kind of at an inflection point where a lot of our old electricity generation fleet is aging out. What is going to replace this coal that has been keeping the lights on in the state for years but cannot continue to do so as climate change continues to sort of arrive in New Mexico?
The states of Washington and Minnesota have also introduced 100% carbon-free bills this year. If the Energy Transition Act is passed, New Mexico would join California, Hawaii, and other states and cities that have committed to similar goals. Residents of northwest New Mexico, home of the 40-year-old San Juan Generating Station, have been bracing for a severe economic impact when the coal plant closes in 2022. To address that, the bill would provide up to $30 million toward plant decommissioning and mine reclamation, and $20 million for worker severance and retraining. Shelton says the legislation aims to diversify that region's economy while getting New Mexico on track to deal with climate change.
People want a lot more renewables in the state, and they want to see that industry continue to sort of be a backbone here, or grow into a backbone industry.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed an executive order last month calling for a 45% reduction in greenhouse gases statewide by 2030. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.